Jeff Matthews is next. Let's talk to Jeffrey Matthews. He is a distinguished professor in the School of Business and Leadership at the University of Puget Sound in Washington. He is the author of Imperfect Patriot. It's a biography of Colin Powell. Jeffrey, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
Colin Powell has passed away due to complications from COVID-19 at the age of 84. He did have cancer as a complicating condition. He is remembered how? What's the headline for you for Colin Powell?
Well, I would have to just say we've lost a great American. Like everybody, he's got a complicated story, but I think it's one generally to be admired, and it's really kind of a sad day today, and I'm just glad that I got to spend some time with General Powell and really to spend almost 10 years of my life researching his story.
You say complicated because of his participation with the Bush administration in the war, or what?
Well, in at least a couple of ways, both when he was in the military and then also as Secretary of State. So on the military side, his life was most controversial because he was involved in the Iran-Contra scandal, working for Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger in the Reagan administration. And then, of course, he becomes Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, where I argue that's really the pinnacle of his military career. But then, as you suggest, then with the second Bush administration, gets controversial with the war on terror and the invasion of Iraq specifically.
Right. I want to talk to you about that in his address to the UN Security Council in a minute. But tell me a little bit about him personally, his family, his life. What kind of guy was he? What were his challenges and so forth?
Well, he's got a fascinating background. His parents were both immigrants. From Jamaica, and he grew up in the South Bronx of New York, working class family. His parents worked in the garment district. And Powell, as a young kid, he was actually someone who was quite friendly and amiable, but quite aimless. And his parents were worried that he wasn't motivated enough, and so he wasn't a great student. He wasn't a great athlete. And so the idea that this person would become the most popular, trusted military figure in the post-Cold War era, it's like, how do we explain that trajectory? When he went to college, even, for example, he only went to college in the city of New York because his parents wanted him to, and he barely graduated. But that was the turning point of his life, was because at university is where he found the ROTC program, and that's where he found his purpose in life, and that was the Army. And that motivated him. And, of course, the storied career follows.
Did he serve as a soldier? Did he fire his gun?
He did. He served two tours in Vietnam. The first tour was of one of John F. Kennedy's advisors to South Vietnam. Went back and served the second tour as well and was decorated there. But Powell was an unusual general in the sense that most of his years as a general officer, he did not spend in the field commanding troops, say like someone like General Schwarzkopf did. Most of his years were in Washington as a staff officer.
As an African American, did that help him or hinder him? Maybe he was seen as a plum for an administration or for the Joint Chiefs.
I think that Powell even admitted that it did help him, perhaps actually more early in his career. But I make the case that by the time Powell is working in Washington, D.C. for the likes of Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, the truth is his skills as a bureaucrat, as a staff officer, were truly outstanding. And I make the argument myself that what Powell has seen as kind of, the great leader figure. And in fact, he in a civilian life, right, he was giving leadership speeches on the national circuit. But the truth is, he was an excellent subordinate to very powerful people. And I think that by the time he was in that point of his career, they were not looking at his race. They were really looking at his skills. And certainly, he was an immensely loyal person. And that's something, of course, that is valued in Washington.
Jeffrey Matthews is on a line, Imperfect Patriot. It's a biography of Colin Powell, who has passed away at the age of 84. What was his M.O.? You said he was loyal. He was a good subordinate, but also a revered leader. Was there a sort of rule of thumb for Colin Powell? What was his M.O.?
Well, certainly, I think he had an unbelievable work ethic and commitment. And the truth, he was highly skilled. He was a highly competent person, and he was also very well liked. And I think the idea that that he had such a strong network of people who trusted him and people that he trusted became invaluable to him. And so when he left after he retired from the Army and became Secretary of State, this idea that he was admired by Republicans, by Democrats, and independents, that gave him a lot of political capital, which he used as Secretary of State to get unprecedented funding for the State Department, because the State Department that he inherited was just a mess. It was underfunded in terms of technology resources. It was short of personnel. Security and infrastructure of our State Department across the world all were in need of repair. And it's because of Powell had kind of built this apolitical background that he was able to put that to really good use.
He wasn't known as a Democrat or a Republican per se.
It was interesting. In his life, he voted for Democrats and Republicans, and that was true towards the last 10 years of his life. And certainly he became associated with the Republican Party because, having served in the Reagan administration, mm-hmm. Not only under Weinberger, but he also was President Reagan's sixth national security advisor. And then, of course, he becomes the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under the Bush administration, and then comes back as secretary. So certainly he got more and more associated with the Republican Party. And I would say he was a moderate Republican, how I would describe him. But he wasn't conservative enough for the right wing of the conservative or of the Republican Party. And of course, that even became more extreme in the last 10 years.
That is, House Republicans say are more extreme. He disavowed the Republican Party at the end of his life because of the former president. But was it necessary for him? Did he have to be the guy to carry the bucket for the Bush administration before the UN when they made the case for invading Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction?
I think there was no doubt that he was seen as the best person to make that case. And again, it comes back to he was the most trusted person in the Bush administration by far. And I believe it was 70% of the American people trusted him on the question of Iraq.
Well, and about that, Jeffrey, there were no WMD. A documentary just released last month said we kind of knew there was no WMD. What did he know? Did he sell us a false bill of goods, or was he being a loyal soldier there?
I think he was being a loyal soldier, to be true. But I've come to the conclusion that Powell's speech was not an ethical lapse. I think for me, what it is a true example of what psychologists call confirmation bias.
Yeah.
Powell deeply believed there were weapons of mass destruction.
He did.
And that was not controversial. What he allowed himself to do, though, when going through the evidence, working with the CIA, was to select only the evidence that suggested that they had them and ignored the evidence that they didn't have them.
Yeah. Less than a minute left. So if you were writing the obit, what would the first sentence be?
I would describe him as imperfect patriot. When I met with General Powell, I started our first interview with telling him that that's the theme of the book. I said even our greatest presidents, Washington, Lincoln, FDR, they were all imperfect people, both in their personal lives and in their professional lives. And as I was saying that to General Powell, he kept pointing to himself with both hands and smiling. And so I think his is a complex life, and I think we have to remember both the good and the bad.
Jeffrey Matthews' book is Imperfect Patriot, a biography on Colin Powell. He's a distinguished professor in the School of Business and Leadership at the University of Puget Sound. Really interesting. I very much appreciate your time today. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.